Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's me, Steely Dan, and if it's a Sunday, I'm locked into the Irrelevant Show, right here on WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM. Don't lose that number.
That is irrelevant.
I'm Helen Razor, but that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
What's that frequency again, dear?
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
I told you, Helen. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
If you're listening to this at home, forget it. In a moment, you'll hear a warning tone followed by 7 seconds of silence. It could be a sign of trouble. Our test tone is coming up. Get ready to play it by ear.
Yes, sir, music really sells. It's the attention getter. The thing you knock on the door that makes you say, hello, I'm in. Yes, sir, music really sells.
That music really sells.
Music for selling. Yes, sir, music really sells. But remember, selling is our business just as music is our business. It's the gentle persuader that goes along to the store and hums in your ear as you look over the shelves. Gentle. Gentle. is a musical montage, and here it is, the end of our presentation of Music for Selling.
My mind is clearer now. At last, all too well, I can see where we are. If you strip away the myth from the man, you will see where we all soon will be. Jesus! You started to believe the things that serve you. You really do believe this talk of God is true. All the good you've done will soon get swept away. You've begun to matter more than the things you say. Listen, Jesus, I don't like what I see. All I ask is that you listen to me. And remember, I've been your right-hand man all along. I've set them all on fire. They think they found the new Messiah. And they'll hurt you when they find they're wrong. I remember when this whole thing began. No talk of God, then we called you a man. And believe me, my admiration for you hasn't died. But every word you say today twisted round some other way. And they'll hurt you if they think you lied. Nazareth, your famous son, should have stayed a great unknown. Like his father carving wood, he'd have made good. Tables, chairs, and oaken chest would have suited Jesus best. He'd have caused nobody harm, no one alarm. Listen, Jesus, do you care for your race? Don't you see we must keep in our place? We are occupied. Have you forgotten how put down we are? I am frightened by the crowd, for we are betting much too loud. And they'll crush us if we go too far. If we go too far. I give. Please remember that I want us to live. But it's sad to see our chances weakening with every hour. All your followers are blind. Too much heaven on their minds. It was beautiful, but now it's sour. Yes, it's all.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway.
Stone, we hide in the coming back to my channel to truly empower and educate targets. I waste no time on fear porn, false activism, or nonsense.
Who are you?
Attractive target.
You just can't believe certain things that happen to you. You could, like, be made to, like, give someone a dirty look in public. Do your research. I feel better now. Not everything's disinformation.
Attractive target.
Electronic harassment, synthetic telepathy, voice-to-skull technology.
This is exactly what's happening to me.
Everything has been weaponized. You have no reason to suddenly fear the colors orange and green. That's technology.
My fellow afflicted.
Pink.
Targeting individuals. Don't move to another country.
Techno-edge.
If you move to another country, you're just more vulnerable to their attacks.
What is limbo?
These guys are everywhere.
Limbo.
We can't escape.
I want to help. That's all I want to do.
How could it be anything other than what you think it is?
Excuse me.
Green. Red. Blue.
We're not having a group hallucination.
Pink.
This is actually something that's happening.
Yellow.
The program looks a lot like mental illness.
Blue.
Invisible to everyone else. Maybe even the people participating in it.
Red.
People you trusted, who didn't previously participate.
Green.
Will join in.
You're forced to participate.
No escape.
The voices seem to be attacking me on a personal level.
Oh my gosh, their whole life is consumed with harassing me.
I felt manipulated.
Customized television program. What else could it be?
My choice.
Evidence that you're being watched, even in a windowless dark room.
I said no.
You're coming upon a store that's 100 feet in front of you. The machine will have the person that's inside of the store to come out and stand outside.
Those are the nano tags.
The person has a red shirt, you know? And you know they're perpetrating because the person came out right when you started to walk up.
They're dim-lit.
The machine is just telling them to come outside and stand there. And they have a red shirt on.
Red.
Very quickly, you see how crazy you sound.
Blue.
No, but you won't escape.
My choice.
Red cars, red trucks, red bicycles.
Green.
It's secret.
I said no.
Active denial technology.
Choice.
The way to slowly kill people using their own decisions, hopefully.
Bring the world closer together.
You're going to be made aware that your mind is being read.
Synthetic telepathy.
You fly off the handle because you think some guy is hostile to you.
Making believe you're me.
From his point of view, your erratic behavior is unprovoked.
Say to the camera that you're not stalking me.
You're being manipulated.
So, this is completely ethical.
We're going to go into some of the advanced audience targeting features.
The opportunity to buy a specific audience.
You own the identity data of your site visitors.
You can literally target anybody, any language.
You can use legally on any ad network without text opt-in.
So you will know who to target to get the best results for this customer.
I have had no sleep for years.
And others like her.
This is completely ethical. And a lot easier to do than you may think.
So,
I think most brands are aware of the information that they have access to now about all of us.
All of us.
Telepathy.
Your whereabouts. Who you spoke to. Your friends.
What you read.
Your purchase behavior. Basically, everything that's on that phone is public.
The advertising network actually would know.
They know where you were going to be at.
What time you got home.
People's lives are better.
What TV channels you like to watch.
So you'll learn after a while as a target, don't watch live television.
How frequent do you cook?
When you go to sleep.
How long you spend in the bedroom?
What other phones are around you when you wake up and go to sleep?
With your permission, you give us more information to improve the quality of our searches.
One of the things that eventually happens is we don't need you to type at all.
It's so real.
Because we know where you are.
What else could it be?
With your permission.
You.
We know where you've been. We can more or less guess what you're thinking about.
We see you in your home.
You don't see this as entertainment.
They can see the food being digested in your body. The artificial intelligence computer is controlling everything about your life.
To try to help you understand more about the world around you. Again, with your permission.
You do some chores, then you head out for the day, and your heart stops. There's a styrofoam coffee cup on the roof of your car.
I've spent a lot of time
studying the circuits in the brain that create the unique perceptual realities that we each have. Create new technology that will know what we're feeling, to feel more, connect more. We will know more about each other than we ever have. And I believe to do that, we have to be okay losing some of our agency.
Mr. Nobody.
You can just use a camera to tell what is my blood pressure.
Our heads would pulse.
Never mind what I'm doing, I'm just testing the microphone.
And it moves simultaneously.
Tracking the honesty of feelings in someone's thermal image might be a new part of how we fall in love and see attractions. I'm actually tracking the carbon dioxide you exhale in the room right now.
We're not having a group hallucination.
It was not crazy. Somebody was going to connect all those people.
You believe that someone in the room above me was using some kind of a weapon.
You're assuming everything is exactly as you perceive it to be.
If everybody believes this stuff, how is it in any way insane?
I have the right to be unlimited.
One of the biggest sources of disinformation is you.
Go on YouTube, you type in targeted individual.
Disinformation spreads because it gives people something they want.
Once the user selects their ledger, the user's behavior may be modified.
It's a disinformation ecosystem.
Techno-ish.
It's been turned into a form of entertainment.
It's normal for some things to come to your attention.
We want to live alongside you and feel what you feel.
Modify the incentives between the people.
They want you sharing stories with each other.
The most important thing we do for victims,
it's so real,
is to connect them with others who understand what they're experiencing.
In less than 10 milliseconds.
And now you know where they get their power. From their ability to grab your attention.
They're tracking, tracking.
Wait.
Consensual things.
Is this real?
Health attacks.
The things you've seen,
oh, look at them,
were intended to be seen.
Don't be evil.
They don't seem to be of our creation. They don't seem to be under control.
Don't look at them.
It's never going to be perfect.
They seem to come from the outside.
Because I don't think we are individuals.
Targeted individual.
Targeted customer.
Targeted individual.
Targeted customer.
Targeted individual.
If something can be connected, it will be connected.
How could it be anything other than what you think it is?
If you have nothing to hide, then you are nothing.
There are a few that can take me out, but you're not one of them. Sorry.
You are mofos. It's me, John Cash, and I'm having a hold down to the Irrelevant Show every Sunday right here on WMUC-FM, College Park.
Count Yorga Vampire is a horror-haunted tale that will take you beyond the boundaries of shock, past the threshold of fear, into a world of the almost human.
Vampires have always fascinated me. They should. Their intelligence is far superior to humans.
Is it true that vampires must be in their resting places before the sun rises? That if the rays of the sun hit them, they will disintegrate?
In Count Yorga Vampire, she creatures of unspeakable cravings become the mistresses of the Death Master, Count Yorga. No, this film is not of centuries past. It is a film of today. It could happen to you. Perhaps it is already happening to someone you know. Today's young people find it fascinating to dabble in the supernatural, and now they and their ladies pay the penalty in Count Yorga Vampire. See Count Yorga Vampire, rated GP. Parental guidance suggested.
Stupidity is not to be pitied. It is to be resisted, corrected, and crushed. When media corporations and their symbols control so much emotion, no one in here is free.
From the corporate media, something we read. Here's
another rockstar legend. Every time I hear that name, I start wrenching. He was this, he was that. He was nothing but a pile of crap. A childish chump with no imagination. In a big state of self-promoted desperation. Sorry if it hurts, Kirk, but yes, you're a loser. I hate you too, and I wish you died sooner. Bullets for Gobin. Bullets for Gobin. Some people don't have any brains. Some have a lot, some don't use a big bat. Some just need a trigger with a finger to bullet. Here's another bullet. Off to thrash with Barbie and Sid. Self-beating, self-centered, spineless nitwit. Now the world's got one less idiot. Good riddance.
I'm so heavy.
Frustration. There's work to be done and action to be taken. Jerks want fun while other backs are breaking. Small scared eyes written to be blind. Joke will still cloud minds. Don't mind if you don't know how to live, then hurry up and die. Bullets for Gobin. Bullets for Gobin. Some people don't have any brains. Some have a lot, some don't use a big bat. Some just need a trigger with a finger to bullet. Here's another bullet. Blessing for the brave, but a curse for cowards. Some can't face it, cause they're too wasted. Chance was there, but luck had erased it. It's like a zoo with all the white monkeys. Slaves to fashion and div junkies. Trivial pursuit with right. The same type of life that made the dollars flow, right? Always glad to make a buck. It is sick, so I unchuck. Have some more lip, your head is your suck. Here's another bullet.
For us to brave, just enough light filters in for Ernie, Ev, and Dave. They say that when the top comes on, the light's too bright to take. And what you see can frighten you. There's been talk about a much. You left it from the dark. and the mountains and the streams and the bunny rabbits and the deer and the raccoons and the birds and the insects and the rocks and the Native Americans will far outlast this shithole that some people call civilization. So shall I be there. So shall I be there when you meet your final end. Because this is not Disneyland. This is not Punkland. You must be wondering how I know all of these things. Well, you know, I'm God. So listen up, okay? My will be done.
Your kind of music, all day, all night, right here on your one and only station.
Thank you. 47, well, you know it makes me feel alright. Got an Uzi by my pillow, helps me sleep a little better at night. There's no feeling any greater than to shoot first and ask questions later. Now I'm trigger happy every day. Well, you can't take my guns away, I got a constitutional right. Their brains out with my Smith and Wesson. That oughta teach them all a darn good lesson. Now I'm trigger happy every day.
Oh yeah,
I'm trigger happy. Better watch out, punk. Blow you away. Oh, I accidentally shot Daddy last night in the den.
Shot Daddy in the den.
I mistook him in the dark for a drug-crazed Nazi again. Now why'd you have to get so mad? It was just a lousy flesh wound, Dad. You know I'm
trigger happy every day.
I still haven't figured out the safety of my rifle yet.
Bump-doo-up,
little Fluffy took a round, better take him to the vet.
Bump-doo-up,
I fill that kitty cat so full of lead. We'll have to use him for a pencil instead. Well, I'm
trigger happy every day.
Oh yeah,
I'm trigger happy. Better watch out, punk, or I'm gonna have to blow you away. Come on and grab your ammo. What have you got to lose? We'll get all liquored up and shoot at anything that moves. Got a brand new semi-automatic weapon with a laser sight.
Shoot to kill now.
Oh, I'm praying somebody tries to break in here tonight.
Shoot to kill now.
I always keep a Magnum in my trunk. You better ask yourself that you feel lucky, punk. Because I'm
trigger happy every day.
Some little extra we have to buy. less potatoes for ourselves or less of something for ourselves, we'll do that in order to get to the kids.
What would you say about people who say they want help?
I would consider them kind of people, to put it in plain words, leechers. Because if they can't help themselves, they've got no business being married and got no business having children. I want to take care of my family myself. I didn't marry, they didn't marry me. I married my wife. And I have two children, and it's up to me to take care of them, not receive handouts. That's a bum. If I want to be a bum, I'll go in Washington, there's plenty of them.
Dr. Granger also sees the slow but certain human erosion caused by the kind of life the tenant families lead, the kind of food they eat.
One of our patients, a woman with dignity and perseverance, is only 39 years old. She looks to be much older than that. This is not rare among our families. It can be caused by a number of medical problems, but malnutrition certainly plays a big part. There are about 7,000 households in the area that have severe nutrition problems. They rarely, if ever, eat a complete meal. Their lives are borderline in every sense. These people, with no past to be proud of and no hope for the future, seek immediate forms of enjoyment. This is why we frequently see a late model television set in the living room of a family that's not tasted meat for 6 weeks.
Okay, good.
This is why we frequently see a late model baby in the crib. This is why we often see empty pint bottles in the yard. All these things are signs of the short term. With no real prospects in life, they turn to the few pleasures they can find. Often the only creative thing a woman can do in these circumstances is to have a baby, and then to have another one. And so they do. The children grow into the image of their parents, and like their parents, they will be old before they should be. Surrounded by prosperity, these people share in none of it. The misery in their lives is a constant. The sameness stretches from one day to the next, one year to the next, one generation to the next.
The deserts of Arizona and New Mexico are nice places to visit, but the Navajo Indians have to live there. Living in a desert, just staying alive, is very hard for the 125,000 members of the largest tribe in the United States. The West was theirs once. They were nomads, and their home was vast. Now they have an arid reservation. Dr. Gene Van Dusen of Tuba City, Arizona, has practiced among the Navajo Indians for the past 14 years. She continually faces the medical problems caused by lack of food.
Right now, they look like they're kind of low on food.
But when they run out of food, what kind of foods do they eat?
Flour and lard and coffee.
And there is fry bread and coffee. The children too?
The people that I see every day look like they are fed mostly on starches. The older people tend to be rather fat and dumpy. The children are just plain undernourished. They're shorter than they should be. They're thinner than they should be. They're less resistant to infection.
Half the Navajos make less than $1,500 a year. There is not enough water to farm here, so they try to be shepherds. But it takes 10 of their dry acres to produce enough food for one sheep. And when sheep are hungry, so are their owners. Surplus commodities are given to the Navajos every month by the Department of Agriculture. The tribe has trucks that deliver the commodities to trading posts, but the Navajos often have to walk as far as 25 miles to pick them up.
Surplus commodities are not meant to act as the entire diet for the Navajo or for anybody else. It's only 40% of the caloric needs of the people. It does not make any allowance for protein needs, for vitamin needs, for mineral needs. It does have mostly starch. It's what I would call a white diet. And this is actually a very, very poor diet. I've been out in the hogans and I've seen what the women have to make. It's usually lard, flour, sugar, salt, some tea, coffee, maybe a few potatoes. In fact, I very seldom have seen vegetables in the hogan of any kind. They talk about mutton stew, but in fact, they do butchering only every other week and then they share it to the whole camp. So that no matter how you figure it, they couldn't possibly get meat more than once every 2 weeks. The main diet is starches with fry bread or sometimes store bread, potatoes, very little else.
The Public Health Service Hospital for the Navajo Reservation is in Tuba City, Arizona. Dr. Van Dusen showed David Culhane some of the babies brought to this hospital because of malnutrition bordering on starvation.
Let me show you one of the real kwashiorkors.
This child is representative of the sort of thing you find here?
He still shows some of the signs of kwashiorkor.
What is you keep using that word kwashiorkor. What exactly is that?
Kwashiorkor is the most severe form of protein, calorie, malnutrition. This is a disease that was seen first in South America and Africa. It's not supposed to exist in the United States, but it does.
Mm-hmm. How much of it do you get here?
I've seen about 4 cases a year, and right now I've got 4 cases on the ward. I've seen several other cases, so there's lots of it.
How about this child now? What's this child's condition at this point?
He's much improved. When he first came in, the skin was much looser and hung in folds. It still is not normal. You can't feel a good muscle mass.
This mic was open. Hey, somebody turn this mic on. Let me turn the record off. Okay.
Hey, did one of you guys push that button? The microphone was on. I hope nobody overheard anything that
anybody was discussing in here. Hey, everybody. You're tuned to WMUC-FM College Park. It's another edition of the Irrelevant Show. I'm broadcasting remotely today from the Department of Justice. I am not under arrest. They wanted music. They're having a redaction party. There's the Department of Justice is having a Epstein Files redaction party, and they wanted music and entertainment, and they wanted me to help out. And We came down here. I actually got a busload of people from campus to come with me with Sharpies. But come on down to the Department of Justice. They need to help redacting some stuff. And I'm not sure what it is, but you just need to bring a Sharpie.
They don't have any extra ones here, do they?
No, they don't have Sharpies here to give you. So please bring Sharpies. Bring extras. It's going to be a lot of work. And plan on staying here for a good... if you could do a week, that would be great.
They're not paying, are they?
I don't think they're paying or anything.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. Me? No, I got... Yeah, okay. Is Cash Paddle here yet? What about Dan Bongino? Have anybody seen Dan Bongino?
What, somebody call me?
I think he's gone. Didn't he quit? Hey, let me go... I played some music, I think. Yeah, Evolution Control Committee. That's what began today. Music for Selling from the, it's a various artist, Commercial Ad Hoc is the name of the release. That went into a whole London orchestra with a bunch of celebrities doing Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar. We heard Heaven on Their Minds. I think that album is actually Ian Gillan's greatest work. Revenge after that from, I believe, St. Louis, and then they moved to Canada, and then they're back in St. Louis or something, I don't know. Blood Annihilation was the name of the track. Victory and Tolerance Mastery was the name of the album. And I played a 7-inch, real creepy. It says 45 on it, so I probably played it at the wrong speed, but at the end I slowed it down and it sounded better. It was Jimmy, White Xmas, and the cover is quite creepy. And the B-side's an even creepier song. Maybe I'll play that next week. Flipper. Bruce Sluice, rest in peace, passed away either... Well, it was over a week ago. No, it was over 2 weeks ago, because I did play a Flipper song 2 weeks ago when I was up here. So, but he passed on earlier in the month. We heard Earthworm. That was from a 7-inch. Then we heard an 8.5-minute track, Negative Land. Attractive Target. That was from the... Whoa. Sorry about that. Don't bump into that again. The World Will Decide was the name of that Negative Land album. We heard the Count Yorga movie trailer. I think they're showing that movie up here after the Relevant Show today at 4. I'm not sure. I hand it off the reel to them, but usually they either play the movie or they go something else. Somebody's going to screen it first. Kingdom Scum was after that. That's related to the Eeyore Power Tool thing that was in Richmond. Not that anybody up here would know about that obscure stuff. Anyway, we heard an intro and Bullets for Cobain from a 12-inch that they put out in the 90s. The Crusa Humps, we'll call them. Crusa Fs from Canada. When the Top Comes Off from their Wisconsin album. That also is one of the very first songs I played up here. I know I played it on my first radio show here. And yeah, I like that song a lot. But I think I didn't know anything about it on the